Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells, and we got breaking news. Justin, Texas now has its first commit on the defensive side of the ball in the 2026 class. New Orleans, Edna Carr cornerback Hayward Howard has committed to the Longhorns. Just did so on the On3 Recruits YouTube channel. So good to see him helping out the big company. But Texas gets a four-star defensive back, starts its defensive class. And, hey, Terry Joseph may be coaching in the pros, but that doesn't mean that Mark Orfrey, Steve Sarkisian, Pete Kwiatkowski, that doesn't mean New Orleans is walled off for them against for a guy that had LSU, Florida State, and Miami as his finalist.
Yeah, this is a big get. This is a really fun kid. And this shows you Texas going back into Louisiana and getting some of the best talent. This is becoming the norm for Steve Sarkisian. Look, Terry Joseph began this recruitment. Let's be honest. He's the one that started connecting with Howard about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, out of Edna Carr. Started building a great relationship. Of course, he moves on to the NFL, working for the New Orleans Saints. Mark Orfeh comes in. Orfeh had actually already had a previous relationship with Howard. It wasn't as close as with Joseph, but it was budding. It was getting there. And then as soon as Orfeh got the job, he made the call. He's like, Hayward, we got to get you on campus. Like, he had a short list of guys. Hayward Howard Jr. was on that short list. And so this is a great get because, one, again, they're going back into the state of Louisiana for a kid that LSU actually wants. This is a kid they're still evaluating. They've pushed for. They like this kid. But again, when we talked to him after his unofficial visit, he came into Austin maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
April 12th, right after the April 12th scrimmage.
Exactly. You know, one of those big weekends that Texas does so well. When he came out, we started asking him about some of that Louisiana flavor in Austin. And he immediately goes to Wardell Mack, a kid that he looked up to. He really looked up to growing up. Arch Manning, Derek Williams. Like, there were plenty of guys there. And that made him feel almost like Louisiana in Austin. And when he gave us those quotes, you know, at first you take him as typical. But then you think, if you think about that enough, this guy was trying to tell us something. And so a few weeks later, this guy's a Longhorn. This is a big get. And this is, you know, they want three or four corners in this class. If he's the floor, buddy, this is a good one.
This is a school that produces some really good players. Racy McMath, if you remember him from those LSU teams. Speedy Noyle, if you remember him, be tough too. He didn't do a lot in College Station. Did some, but not a whole lot. Devin Bush, linebacker, just has had talent come out of there in the past. Greedy Vance, just going down the list of names that I can see on three. Hayward Howard is ranked as the number 372 overall prospect, number 35 cornerback, number 11 player in Louisiana, and across the board on all the big networks, kind of right there in the 10, 11, 12 range within the state of Louisiana. So definitely a quality player in a school, in an area where, you know, you're not going to get under the radar, especially in New Orleans, especially if you're right here like Hayward Howard is, playing for Edna Carr in the Superdome. That's where they have their state championships. I think they may have made it all the way and won the state title this past year, thanks to what Howard and company were able to do. So definitely a solid addition, a great addition, and one of the pieces behind why Edna Carr was able to make it as far as they did. We'll keep going in just a second, talk about what that means for the 2026 Texas class. Before we do, got to show some love to our sponsor, that is Andre the Lawyer.
This video is brought to you by Andre the Lawyer. If you're injured, trust the team that secured millions for their clients and helped thousands of Texans with their injury case. Car wrecks, slip and falls, 18-wheeler accidents, on-the-job injuries, and wrongful deaths. Don't let insurance tell you what your claim is worth. Hire Andre the Lawyer to fight for you. Principal office is in Dallas, but they serve Texans throughout the state. So don't wait and call Andre the Lawyer today at 214-444-8808. That's 214-444-8808. The contact information is in the description.
Hey, Joe, real quick, They won the state championship last year. They went undefeated. They won the Division I state title. Howard was a key guy there. And another, I thought, interesting nugget coming out of that visit in April, his dad is a former college player in the SEC. He played defensive line for Ole Miss. And I remember asking him if Ole Miss was going to be in the mix, you know, down the stretch. And he just didn't have the vibe from Lane Kiffin and those guys in Oxford. But that goes to show you there's some genes there. He's genetically talented. He's a junior, too. Hayward Howard Jr. Dad is very proud of this guy. And so, yeah, they won the state championship last year. He was a key piece to that puzzle. And he's got some pretty good genes as well.
Can't really find stats, not on max preps, can't find speed, but you can see him playing field corner there for Edna Carr. And you know that if he's from New Orleans, Louisiana, there's some speed there as well. Let's talk about what this means for the defensive class. Again, the first one had been a few linemen, some wide receivers, a quarterback, obviously, in Diabel, and a long snapper. This starts things off on defense. And one of the things we like to talk about so often is that just as you grab a tackle type and a center type and a guard type in your offensive line class, trying to build that group out, you grab different types of profiles in your defensive back class as well. Definitely a corner, but what's next for the Longhorns as they try to build out that defensive line, or excuse me, that defensive class, maybe specifically at defensive back, considering some of the offers and interests they have around the country?
Now, you're onto something with Hayward there, because this is a guy that he is a fit. There's a defensive fit here. He's 6'2 and a half, about 170 pounds. Okay. So he's long and rangy. And that's a type that we've noticed that PK and Sark and these guys really like. But Texas wants four. They want at least three corners in this class, possibly four. And they've got three other guys that they absolutely love. We're going to start with Jalen Lott, five-star out of Frisco Panther Creek. Now, he's being recruited as an athlete. He could play a wide receiver. He could play a corner. I think there's a vision of him playing defensive back down the road. But it'll be one of those recruitments where you basically, hey, he's a dude. Get him on campus. You figure it out later. Same goes for Jermaine Bishop. Four-star dynamic athlete out of Willis, Texas, kind of popped up on the scene as the go-to receiver for DJ Lagway, the stud quarterback at Florida. Bishop has incredible genes. All these guys have genes. Jalen Lott's dad, James Lott, was a track guy and football guy for Texas back in the 80s. Bishop's cousin and relative is Matt Michael Bishop, the former quarterback at Kansas State, who almost led those guys to a national title in 1998. And then you got Samari Matthews. Matthews is more in the Hayward Howard category. That's another long cat. We're talking 6'2.5", 6'3", about 170, 175. These guys, you're right, they have a type that they're looking for. I think this class, the number's going to be about four. I think that's kind of where they want to do it, because they want to be flexible with Lott and with Bishop, because both those guys could wind up playing on the other side of the ball. They still envision those guys as DBs. If we're talking about a class of Matthews, Lott, Bishop, and now Hayward Howard Jr., I mean, that's really what Texas does well. They find types. They find these culture fits. They find these physical and emotional fits. Hayward Howard Jr. just has a lot of those attributes to go along with a Jalen Lott, potentially, who's announcing on July 4th, a Jermaine Bishop, and then obviously a Samari Matthews, who I believe is announcing in late July, early August.
Last but not least, this is the first commitment that Mark Orfe and obviously Dwayne Aquina have landed at Texas here together in their time just on the 40 acres in the past few months. We always talk about setting the floor for the class, and I think he's a little bit better than, like, oh, he's the floor setter. But at the same time, how big is this for? And in an area, like we mentioned, where Terry Joseph is very, very well-respected, and where, you know, Corey Raymond at LSU, well-known in this area, Texas goes and gets him. Mark Orfe goes and gets him. How big is that for Orfe as he's starting his tenure on the 40 acres?
It's huge, because think about the other new coaches that came in, and it took them a little while to get their footing. It took them a little while to build on the relationships and things of that sort. But once they got their guy, they took off. You know, with Chris Jackson, kind of slow out of the gate. Ryan Wingo, boom. Kenny Baker, a little slow out of the gate. Justice Terry, boom. And now you've got a guy like Orfe getting his first guy. I think this justifies that hire in some sense because it shows you're going to have to recruit at a high level every year. And plus, we love those Houston ties. This guy's got Texas ties, Louisiana ties. This guy's coached all over the place. But, you know, him being from North Shore, you keep that in-state mojo there because there's always going to be guys coming through the Houston region. But honestly, I think it shows Orfe puts a skin on the wall. Hey, you can go get a guy out of state that could have been trending LSU and turn around and make that recruitment the horns. And again, Terry Joseph began this relationship. And I want to say he softened it up because when Howard got here, I think the funniest quote that he had to me was, you know, they say things are bigger in Texas. They really are bigger in Austin, Texas. Like that resonated to him. I think you got to give Joseph a little bit of credit, but this is Mark Orfe's. This is his guy. This is him coming in. He's been on the job, what, two and a half months? This is him, maybe not even that long, snagging a top target, a guy that they really like, that they brought in last month. This is just the beginning. What this does is give him a little bit of confidence, and it also helps Dia Bell and Chris Stewart and Max Wright and Nicholas Robertson and the other guys in this 2026 class because they can continue to build within each other and hopefully bring together another top three, top five class in 2026.
A little bit of ways to go. Texas entered today, I think, in the 20s. Obviously, it's May. We got decisions aplenty heading here in a couple months. I'm sure this is – I think this will help move them up. But we'll find out. We'll have that information over on InsideTexas.com. So make sure you head there. We're going to have information on the commitment, evaluations, all different stuff over at Inside Texas. And of course, make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel. You can get your breaking news here and all your insight and analysis, not just on this commitment, but on more to come. And of course, this team as they head through the off season. So Justin, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.